Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, on last Thursday's Market Talk podcast, I caught up with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. We had a really great discussion revolving a couple key topics that we're seeing play out in these markets right now, one of which is the market maybe starting to ration demand with just the way trade is going here, especially this last week. And I get Mike's thoughts on if the market is starting to ration demand and some of the things we need to look for.
Well, I think technicals are going to be the first and foremost thing. And this is where it gets really tough because we can't forget that it was just earlier this month that the CFTC allowed position limits to be expanded. And so the funds are carrying an inordinate amount of length right now in these grains especially. And if they start to sell and they sell hard, it'll be like catching a falling knife. And I personally think that that's part of the reason why the hogs ended up going limit down on Thursday was in part because the funds decided to really get out. And when they get out, they get out. And so they really can make a big splash in the pool nowadays. So technicals would be number one. I talked to clients and subscribers last night on my video update about a gap below the market in the December corn around 480. There's also a gap above the market in lead month futures. It goes all the way up to 684. So about 80 cents above our current highs that we just posted for our 7-year highs this week in lead month futures. And so you can make an argument for either side of the technicals to go higher or lower and meet gaps. But I think it really does go back to the weather because this has been primarily a weather charged market. And the demand, if it's being rationed, you kind of have to have the weather on your side. So this takes me to the U.S. and European wheat crop, the Northern Plains wheat and canola crops, and most importantly, the Brazilian, specifically the Southern Brazilian corn drought that we're under right now. And not to, you know, not to make light or not to give Mato Grosso its due, it's the majority of the safrinha corn for that country as far as production. So I think if weather starts to turn, which models are starting to suggest that, we better be ready to be in hedges. And my vehicle that I'd recommend more on a general basis, you know, painting a broad brush, would be getting some December corn puts in place and looking at those as a good floor to put in place. If we drop 30 or 40 cents in December corn, take your profit, get out, go flat, and see what happens this summer.
Mike also figures in weather into the analysis he provides for folks, and weather has been a hot topic throughout the market trade here the last week or so, and Mike gives us some thoughts that we need to look at regarding weather moving forward.
No, I think corn planters are running around here. Corn planter, and they're going slow because of the cooler weather, Jesse, but beans are going in very aggressively or were before the cold weather came in. I think you're really starting to get that new supply in the ground. That always brings me to a mindset, especially if you're holding on to old crop corn and beans at these price levels, what is your end game? You know, where do you see yourself selling? And as we talked before, do you sell it as it goes higher and average your price up? Or do you try and catch that falling knife after a top has been confirmed? And how much do you let it go down before you say, okay, that is a confirmed top? So that's something you're going to have to deal with here in the here and now as we put the new supply in. I would still be most concerned in terms of downside, more concerned about the soybeans because African swine fever is still an issue. We still don't know what the summer grilling season is going to bring us. And in terms of how quickly we're jumping into it. In other words, I think the vaccination program is going very, very well, but we're also being asked to keep wearing masks. And I wonder, how's that going to work with people going to a sit-down restaurant? Are they just going to stick with their past year's experience and just continue to do takeout? You know, so we got to really walk gingerly through this next 30 days and get some data from the National Restaurant Association and some other economic food data that should be out in the next 30 days to give us some real hard updates as far as where we're at on the demand side there. So this all works back into the livestock and grain markets because it all works back into that inflationary bug that the trade is pricing in, this great economic data that the IMF is suggesting, this Federal Reserve mindset that we're going to leave hands off till we go above 2% inflation. We're not going to touch interest rates. We're going to not try and preempt this market from and shortchanging it and cutting it off from getting overheated. that's being priced in right now. I think we really have to come to grips with that.
And lastly, we talk about cash basis, which is strong across much of the country. Really doesn't matter where you go. And it seems like a lot of folks are maybe would need to make some cash sales at this point or would be inclined to make some cash sales over getting some hedges in place or buying puts or whatever the case may be. And here's Mike's advice on that.
Yeah, I mean, especially since you paid up so much for the crop insurance this year, use it, you know, utilize it and use that as your backstop for making cash sales. And I think this is where, as we talked about a lot, the sell and defend model, there is extra capital in your budget this year you didn't have the last 5 years to defend your sales. And I think it's really paramount that you bake that into your cake and into your marketing plan, that if you have a very strong basis and you're near an ethanol plant, I think it makes sense that you would want to take advantage of that and just do a straightforward contract and then come back in on the new crop corn and buy back in so that you're there in case there's a summer weather event, because it is very odd and it is not normal that you would have a strong basis in 30 or 60 days if you get the crop safely planted. And I think this is the toggle point we're at right now, is the market does not want to let too much old crop corn and beans go out the door because we're running razor thin supplies. But in 30 days, they may no longer feel that way. And as I said to someone else today, I said, you know, these export sales really do bring up the idea. And with the Brazilians shipping out cargoes of beans now and vessels are moving to China, it really does bring back the idea I've been concerned about for about 6 months, is did China double book? Did they buy extra because of the pandemic and because they didn't know what the crop would be like in Brazil? So we really got to feel our way through this. And the only way I know how to do that is through that sell and defend model. And one last thing about the wheat market, you know, wheat came late to this party. I think that the wheat could really be a strong counter-seasonal mover to the upside. Maybe we talk about this after the report, but we got to have that dollar continue to be weak. And so that's the key for me, is, okay, how hard do I press on the gas for my hedges this month? Well, it goes back to the dollar, and that goes back to the fund length, and that goes back to the crude oil market. And all those three things work together to help give us a gauge of whether the wheat is going to be there or not. But when I saw a news story today, Jesse, of a top U.S. Air Force general tell a U.S. lawmaker that the likelihood of Russia invading Ukraine again is low to medium in the next few weeks, that doesn't make me feel good about being unhedged in this market right now. We really got to think about those things out there that have caused us problems in the not-so-distant future past.
That's comments with Mike Zuzolo from last Thursday's episode of Market Talk, which you can find online at markettalkag.com. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day.